Hi guys, welcome back. Welcome back to our podcast where we talk about all things Jesus, your walk with Christ, and we're just so excited to have you guys back. And we're especially excited to have you guys here today to talk about what it is to be lukewarm. So yeah, I say let's just get right into it,
honey. Yeah, so our title today is Neither Here Nor There. Mm-hmm. Like Christina said, we will be discussing lukewarm and what that means today.
Yeah, so I'm going to just go right into it. And I think that when a lot of people think about the term lukewarm, they're, oh, as for me, when I first heard that word, I was like, what is that? Like, I don't know what that is.
Because no one uses that.
Yeah.
It's like not a term you don't use.
Exactly. You know? And when I first started, when I started walking again with Jesus, I was just super on fire for him. And I would listen to podcasts, listen to sermons, go to church. But something that I kept hearing repetitively was like lukewarm. And so that's when I started questioning, well, what is lukewarm? Mm-hmm. So then when I started looking into it and doing my research, I was just like, whoa, like I'm kind of living a lukewarm life. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was like, that is not okay with me. So where I first started going into it, I'll just go straight into the Bible. We're going to read in the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible. And a little bit of background story is that John is writing this book of Revelation, and he claims that God came down on him and Jesus spoke to him and told him, hey, write these seven letters to these seven churches that were located in Asia at the time. And he had told some of the churches were right with God and some were not right with God. And there was this one church specifically called Laodicea. I can't really say the name right, but that was the name of the church. And basically this church was located near a water spring that either came down, the water spring would come out cold, the water would come out cold or hot. And whenever it would come out cold or hot, they would make money off of that water, either to like warm things up, cool things down, or it was like, sometimes they would use it for medicine. So the point is that it was very useful for them for the water to come out cold or hot. So whenever it did come out lukewarm in this church.
So that's neither hot or cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whenever it would come out lukewarm, it was just kind of useless. Like it wasn't really worth much and it wasn't benefiting the church. So it was just there, you know. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus told John, as he's writing the letters, he's like, I want you to tell this to the church. And he pretty much says 3:15-16, he says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. And when I heard that, I was like, whoa, like
it like wakes you up.
It wakes you up.
It's just like, wait. Because what is he saying? Because when he says spit you out, that's kind of like, that's either here or there.
Yeah.
So that's either kind of like heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so if he's spitting you out, where are you going?
Yeah.
And that's kind of scary. Like, that's really scary to think about.
It is, because I think like for me, I never knew that side of Jesus or like that side, like, you know, like I'm not going to use you pretty much.
He's a loving God.
Yes.
But he's also a disciplined guy,
because
just like he's our father and just how we have parents, mm-hmm. and they lead us from right from wrong, yeah. he's the same way,
exactly.
right and wrong.
Exactly. So I think looking back at it today, so when Jesus claimed, like, since you're neither hot or cold and you're lukewarm, like you're basically useless. And looking at it now, it's like right now, like, what are you doing in your walk right now? That's like, are you 1 foot in and 1 foot out?
Right.
And I think today, like, we'll really get into, like, what it means to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
Yeah, so that's basically the definition of lukewarm. Lukewarm is someone who claims to be a follower of Jesus but lives differently than according to his will.
Yeah.
So 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Mm-hmm. And something that we see nowadays, like, in our society could be, you're going out on a Friday night or a Saturday night to the club and getting drunk, but on Sunday, you don't miss service. So it's kind of like, how are you going to worship the Lord? And how are you going to say, I love the Lord and I'm living his truth by doing what you're doing? Like in the Bible, Matthew also says, how can you speak good when you are evil? Mm-hmm. The things that you're doing are evil. It doesn't make sense. Like, how can this cussing mouth? How can this sexual mouth, how can this mouth that speaks and curses worship the Lord?
Yeah.
It's like good and bad don't go together.
They don't.
And they will never go together.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So you have to be one or the other. And I think you bring up a good point. And I think for me, it's first the acknowledgement, like acknowledging, like for me, I acknowledge, hey, I'm a lukewarm person, like in my faith, in my walk, I'm lukewarm, but I'm changing those things. And I feel like for my experience, when I first started getting closer to Jesus, I was just, I found out that I was lukewarm. And when I say lukewarm, like you said, like I was cussing and I'm telling you guys like all these things, but it's like, I still struggle with these things
and
every
day. It's every day. This is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
This is not, okay, we accept Jesus as a savior. We love him and we're perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
That we struggle with things every single day.
Yeah.
And that's when it's important that when you really have his love in you and you really seek him daily, he transforms you to the point where it makes things easier for you.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it easier for you to distinguish and think like, okay, wait, does this edify me?
Mm-hmm.
Is this bringing glory to him?
Yeah.
Let me not. Like you start thinking differently when you have a deeper relationship and connection.
Honestly, you do. And like I said, like when I started walking with him again, I just had so much, I don't know if it's like the right term, but like conviction with everything that, like I stopped cussing, I stopped watching the things that I was watching, I stopped listening to the things that I was listening to. And when I let go of those things, obviously not completely, because like I said, I still struggle with them. But when I let go of those things, I heard his voice so much more clear.
Yes.
It was like, it's to the point where you don't even want to go back to those things.
No.
Because it's like, those things or hearing God's instructions. Like,
and it's crazy because, like you said, like, how quickly you change.
Yes.
Coming from me, where I saw my difference, like when I accepted the Lord, was late last year, like maybe October-ish.
Okay.
But when I saw like a complete transformation, meaning I stopped listening to the music I was listening to, I stopped doing the things I was doing, and it didn't affect me, was within a month or so. And I'm just like, I literally prayed for it because I was like, he can never take the music I listen to because I love this. I was like, he can never take me from going out.
Seriously.
And I don't, like, I'm fortunate enough and I'm so thankful that he hasn't made it to the point where it's impossible for me.
Yeah.
Because people struggle worse than us.
I know.
People struggle in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to pray on it. Like, it's not easy. This
for
is not
sure.
an easy walk. He says many are chosen, but not all will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true because it's like, this is a lifestyle.
This is
a daily thing where you have to literally kill your flesh and worship him in truth and in spirit.
And you said lifestyle. And honestly, it brings me to a season of where I'm at right now. I'm like currently going through like a hard season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that lifestyle that I had to let go of is bringing me to this hard season, but this hard season, it's where I need to be.
It's for a reason.
It's for a reason.
I love that you said that because I had a minister, she came and preached to my church about 2 weeks ago, and she was preaching on that. She was like, sometimes he allows us to go through things and puts us in situations so that we can see his glory.
Honestly,
at the end of it.
Yeah.
So what you're going through, Christina, is a purpose.
Yeah.
And I promise you, in a month from now or two from now, I'm so, like, you're going to be like, wow, like, it was for a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure, because it was the life that I was living. It was like, I want to say that I'm stepping into my new era, like a new life, because the stuff that I had to give up, Kim, like, it's stuff like you said, like stuff that I had said I would never give up. The music. Like, I absolutely love music.
Exactly.
And when I would hear Christian music, worship music, I cringe. And I feel so bad because now that is literally almost all I listen to.
Honestly, like, what helped, like, I know, like, this is so out of topic, but what helped was, like, when I'm scrolling through TikTok, you know how they know what you're into, like, right now? So they started, like, just posting videos like, oh, did you hear so-and-so celebrity or so-and-so? Yeah. They're into this. Did you really hear the lyrics of their song? Do you see what they're doing? And I'm just like, wait. I was like, so the, like, person that I really liked and I looked up to and I love their music, like, but hearing the backstory and what the type of stuff that they're on is actually, like, really scary because... Just how there's a heaven, there's a hell. And just how there's people of God, there's people of the devil doing their work. And if you look, like, if you really just take the time to look at all these artists and look at their things that they're doing subliminally, like, it's in your face. They do not care.
Exactly.
And it's like, it goes back to... It's important what you choose to surround yourself with.
For sure.
What you choose to listen to. Yeah. What you look with your eyes. You know that saying, like, my grandma would always tell me in Spanish, like, dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like in English, tell me who you're with and I'll tell you who you are. Like, birds of a feather flock together type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that is so true. Yeah. Like, you start to mirror what you're around.
Exactly.
And that's scary. And that's something you should really take into consideration on who you have around and what you do.
Yeah. And I feel that for me, I had to, like I said, like, I keep going back to this because it's so important, this, like, the stuff that I had to give up in order to be where I'm at with the Lord. Because I, like, my relationship with Him right now is, like, the most, it's just the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced. And like, I've had to give up friendships. Like, I've had to give up, like, some of the things that were, like, so hard for me to give up that I never thought that I would. Like, some of the things, like, I, that I love so dear to my heart. And, but God said, like, no, like, you're going to go into this era. A new season. And it's just going to be me and you. Like, I know it's going to be hard, but you're going to have to let these people go, let these things go. And it's all going to be for a reason. And
that is so hard.
It, like, it's been the hardest
thing. And when we say this is a lifestyle, like, in no way are we trying to paint this perfect picture. We're happy. We're joyful. Yeah. Like, we are. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it is a struggle. The things you have to dead, the things you have to let go, it hurts. Yeah. Like, we're 100% human and we're flesh. And it truly hurts to give up those friendships, to give up those significant others, to give up a lifestyle that we were brought in. Like, we live in this world and... But we are not part of this world. Uh-huh. And that is something that we have to understand and differentiate. And it's hard because we're here and we live here every day and we're surrounded by it. Yeah. But it's a constant battle where you have to battle your flesh and your emotions. But the Lord has to come first. Like, you have to think, 100%. Okay, for God, God, by, with God's strength.
Yes,
like,
amen. Because if it was not for God's strength,
it's hard. There's no
way.
I would not have made the
decisions I made. I would have not let go of the things I let go. Like, it literally, I always say, I'm not giving, like, none of the credit is on me. Like, it's all him. It's all His strength. He's working through me. I like to say, like, every morning, like, Lord,
by His
take
grace,
me where you want me to go. Take me who you want me to see. Tell me what you want me to see. Like, I'm in your body and in your time. Like,
and I love that because that's something also, another point, like, when you accept Jesus as your Savior and you start worshiping Him and following Him, you slowly start to change. Yeah. And that's something that we should hold ourselves accountable, because it's like we said in the beginning, you can't speak good with the same mouth that you speak evil.
Yeah.
Your qualities, your personality, your mouth, your being should start resembling the Lord. Like, you can't say, I love Jesus and I worship Jesus, but you're over there getting drunk.
Yeah.
Or you're over there just in sin all the time. And it's kind of like, Miss Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like, ow. Yeah. There's just, there's really no way but that they go together.
Yeah. And, like, we all fall. Like we said, like, we are no saints. Like, we've done these things before. And maybe one day, unfortunately, we may fall. But one thing I want to go back to is, like, the power of the tongue, like, the power of your mouth. Like, you mentioned music, like, the things you listen to, but in reality, it's not just music, it's what are you guys watching, like, what, like, who, like, what relationships do you have?
But
I think more importantly, something that you guys really need to know is, like, what are you guys listening to and what are you guys saying? Because the power of the tongue is literally the most powerful thing, like, us as human, what God gave us. And one thing I always like to refer to is Genesis 1 verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image. And it's so crazy to think that you and I are here in flesh because he spoke it in words. Mm-hmm. And because he spoke it in words, it just shows you how powerful your tongue is. Because God gave us that power too. Like, God.
Careful, I say that every time.
Uh-huh. And like, it just goes back to like if you're listening to music that's talking about
sexual things,
drugs, like just
cheating.
Yeah, like a lot of things that just aren't speaking life to you. Mm. Like, subconsciously, like, what do you guys think that's making you feel?
How
or
does
ask?
That edify you? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yes, it may be a good beat. It may have, you know, but it's kind of like, but besides that, what else? Honestly. And also, how are these people getting their inspiration from? What is it that they're doing? Like, that's a good point. Have to really think about stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, it's hard. Like, it's not easy.
Because I'm not going to lie, like, it's there's hard. Some songs today that I'm like, Lord, I shouldn't be listening to this, but oh my gosh, it's so good. But I'm like, no, like, you what is it telling me?
Exactly.
Like, it's not leading me closer
before
to the Lord.
Before you, like, do anything, like how we said last time, what would Jesus do? I just kind of think, like, is this edifying me in any way? Yeah. Is it bringing me closer to his presence? Like, and it's just like, I know it's a harsh truth, but if you really think about it, there's going to be one day that he's going to come and he's going to judge us and he's going to take us. Ooh, yeah. And the people, some people are going to go and some people are going to hell. Mm-hmm. And that's just the truth about it. And it's kind of like, you're living in this world and you're wanting to do worldly things and have fun and be in the moment and because you're young. And it's kind of like, but are you thinking about the bigger picture? Yes. Are you thinking about what comes after? Like, it's really scary. Mm. Yeah. And there's a verse that I want to read for you guys. First to John 2:15-16. Mm-hmm. Do not love the world or the things in the world. Yeah. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's not once that he mentions these, like, things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that you need not to take lightly. And in no way are we here to judge you. Oh, yeah, are we here to say that we're perfect? Because we are not. Yeah. The only one that perfect is Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
But really take into consideration your life. Like, this is not a game. This is not one day I'm going to go to church, the next day I'm going to go smoke with my friends. Like, no. Like, you cannot live that lifestyle. This is not a joke. Like, and you have a community. You have people around us, like, you know, that are in this walk and are in this lifestyle and this journey. Like, don't ever think you're alone, and just ask God for his guidance, ask for his help, ask him to reveal to you the places where you struggle. Yes. Like, just ask.
Yeah, because when you ask, like, he hears you, and if it's something that you truly want to give up, like I said, like, you, that strength won't come from you, that patience won't come from you. It's like, it can come from him, and he can make it happen for you. Like, even in Matthew, it states, depart from me, I never knew you. And to me, that hit very hard, because it's like, I can't be one foot in and one foot out. Like, I can't be a follower of Christ and my actions not matching. Exactly. And then me getting up to one day, hopefully, a heaven, and him telling me, depart from me, I never knew you, because you were one foot in and one foot
out.
That
is so scary. Matthew also says, he's like, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for everything. Yeah. Everything meaning everything that you've said, everything that you've done.
Yeah.
Like, God knows it all.
Yeah.
And that's really, like, kind of like a wake-up call, and it puts you in a situation where it's just like, you try to evaluate your life. Like, where are you? What is keeping you from giving your 100% to God? And this doesn't mean being perfect, but this means trying to live according to his will and surrendering yourself to him and asking him for his guidance. because you cannot do this on your own strength. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, the rewards that await for you in heaven, mm-hmm. and the rewards that he has, yeah. for you here, the amount of joy and peace and blessings, mm-hmm. that will fill your life and everything that will start falling into place is so worth it. Amen. It is so
And yeah, we just don't want to leave you guys discouraged at all, because like we were telling you guys, like this is a struggle that like her and I, like we constantly go through, like
we aren't perfect day,
you know? Yeah. But we want to tell you guys how it is,
like exactly
this is how it is.
It's like, the truth. It's the hard truth. But
and like you said, like find out what's stopping you from being
100%
in.
Yeah, and ask.
Look into your heart and really ask, like, well, like what's stopping me? And if whatever it is that's stopping me, like, let it not stop me anymore, because I'm all in and I want to be in this walk, like, 100%.
And as long as you understand what, you know, what we're trying, the points that we're trying to get across is you can't be both, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Yeah. You can't be both. You're going to have to choose one. Yeah. And if you do want to follow Jesus, mm-hmm. you're going to have to reflect it. Mm-hmm. And he is going to ask us for an account of our life, mm-hmm. and ask for guidance and help, because in no way is this easy. Rewarding, absolutely. But easy, no.
Yeah. And I think that also comes with tests, girl. Like
when they say ask for patience, you get, oh my God, let me tell you, girl.
Yeah.
I am not a patient person. Anyone that you know or that knows me knows that I am not a patient person. And ever since I've been praying to God to give me patience, he has given me many times. Man, in a day, he tests me like 5 times. Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus, like, but it's building my patience. Like, it really is. And ask. Ask and you shall receive. Ask for that. Ask for that discipline. Like, God, remove my sinful ways. Remove the way I think. Remove my pleasures of this world. Remove the way I think. Like, literally just ask. He doesn't get tired of hearing us. He doesn't get tired of us praying. He doesn't get tired of us asking. He loves when we reach out to him, and when we surrender to him, when we're honest and we tell him, Jesus, I can't. I can't do it alone. Please take it. Like, I feel like I just talk to Jesus 100 times a day. Like, every little thing, I'm like, Jesus. Like, he's, you know, because he's really our friend. He's our father. Like, he's there 24/7.
Seriously. And then I think, like, by asking him, you can even ask yourselves, too. Like, if you're finding yourself, like, just in a weird spot, or if you're finding yourself, like, loving something, or just like just in a very happy mood by watching something, listening to something, ask yourself, what is it that I'm listening to? Is it leading me to Christ? Like, is it bringing life into me? Like, you know, just ask yourself too, like when you're in a good state of mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, when you're happy,
like, just remember what you watch, what you hear and stuff, you start to mirror. So just always think, do I want to mirror this? Do I want to mirror this lifestyle? Do I want to mirror what I'm listening to? Do I want to mirror what I'm seeing?
Exactly.
Like, you have to really think, because it does have power. Like, it really, really does. And we get influenced by everything around us, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
But when we say it's possible. Because I'm telling you, like, the things
we're living, living testimonies.
I have to let go, like, to live this walk completely. It's incredible.
But the peace that you feel.
Oh, girl.
The gratefulness that you feel.
I feel grateful.
The love.
But it's so hard sometimes. It's really hard. But
and no one says it's going to be easy.
What gets me going is, like, the fact that it's all for a reason. And he's just going to bless me. Like, I know it's coming. And
then I think about, like, the after. Like, The roads, what did you say? The roads of milk and honey. Like, oh my goodness, that the tables go and are of gold. Like, Jesus has like a paradise for us. Like, I am so excited. I'm so ready. Like, Jesus, take us.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like, this world that we're living in gets worse and worse every day.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, he'll see your heart.
Exactly.
He knows that you did want to change and that you did try. But I think he'll even acknowledge it more that you knew you needed to change and you did change.
Exactly. Because it's one thing for you to say it and know it, but it's one thing for your actions to follow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hope we didn't discourage you guys.
Absolutely.
I really hope we just give you guys some insight on what it is to be lukewarm, and you guys just really understand, like, it's a different walk, but it's worth it.
And we just want to encourage you guys to really take time to evaluate your lives. Yes. And do the changes that you need to do. If you need to reach out to me, reach out to her. Yeah. Like, anything that you need, any help that you need, just know that Blessed Believers is here. Mm-hmm. And we're willing to help you guys and anything you guys need.
Yes.
But it is so worth it. I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just ask yourselves, guys, like, what is it that I'm doing right now that's reflecting being a lukewarm follower? So
bye.
Bye.